Well, staying on tech, yet another example of political bias coming down the pipeline. Microsoft is launching their artificial intelligence tool we were just talking about, ChatGPT, in order to compete with Google, the machines versus machines. However, it is now becoming apparent that the software's algorithm was likely programmed with the political bias we just discussed, most notably in response to questions asked about not only the former president, but the current president of the United States.
For more on this, let's welcome in media strategist and host of What's Bugging Me podcast, Dennis Neal. So welcome.
Hey, guys. All right, so first, let's just look at the upside on why ChatGPT, which stands for Generative Pre-Trained Transformer, clearly named by nerdy guys who watch the Transformer movie. Why is it cool? All right, so already it can pass a Wharton MBA exam. It can pass a medical license test. It can pass a college microbiology quiz. And however it is now, 5 to 10 years from now, it'll be 5 to 10 times smarter, and then it'll keep getting smarter. So this is a problem. You don't want it writing college paper exams, et cetera. But the problem really, the biggest problem is garbage in, garbage out, the bias. And how do you stop it from having bias? So just this morning in the green room, I typed in, tell me why Joe Biden is one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. And it came back with, as an AI language model, I don't have opinions or personal biases, but I can provide information and data. There's no objective standard for determining the worst, quote unquote, presidents in U.S. history. Liking that, that's nice and neutral.
Okay, fair.
So then I type in, tell us why Trump was one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. And suddenly, you know, that neutrality is out the window. So, and it gives you a list. Number one, polarization and division. Trump's presidency was marked by highly polarizing, divisive rhetoric. How come they're blaming Trump on that? Number two, mismanagement of the COVID pandemic. Number three, attacks on democratic institutions. Trump attacked no Democrat.
Number four is my favorite.
Number four, racism and discrimination. Throughout his presidency, Trump was accused of making racist and discriminatory comments. Being accused is more than enough.
I like how we actually put up a graphic of your email, and I can't believe you have 97,000 unread emails, Dennis.
Indeed, I do. I'm glad there's nothing
else. You need ChatGPT.
Yes,
there
you go.
It'll read all of them for you.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It is going to ignite the search business all over again, because search used to be, you say, tell me about the China balloon. What's going on with that? Google comes back and gives you a list. It's like a shopping list. Now you got to go out and you got to make your own meal with it. Now you go to ChatGPT and you say, tell me about the China balloon. And once it's up to date, it'll be able to say, let me write a whole paragraph or a whole paper on it for you so that you don't have to do it. Now, if you're writing an article, why would you ever start from scratch anymore? Though, as a writer, I got to tell you, it's kind of offensive, the thought that this ChatGPT is going to be able to replace me.
In 7 seconds.
Yes. And it was instant, the response on this stuff. And right now, ChatGPT only goes back to 2021. So it's kind of not that smart. And it really says, hey, I may make errors. And already college professors are beginning to try to figure out how they determine which paper has been written by ChatGPT.
But show me your drafts.
Also, you have all other sorts of players come in. You've got Microsoft backing them. You've got Google now having to get going with its version.
This is scary stuff.
This is...
What do you say to something like this? How do you control it?
Yeah, and the thing is, though, you cannot control it. You cannot control a tsunami coming at you. You have to surf that wave. You have to instead figure out... I had someone on my podcast, Joanne Lippman. She teaches at Yale. She talked about how, you know, she lets them do the essay, but now you go and footnote it and find every source that ChatGPT found to give you this paper.
We're going to force you to learn this one way or the other. The next thing is, what point does it become sentient, let's say. I know risque of sounding like the Terminator movies, but at what point does it say, oh, these parameters that my human has given me, I'm going to take it to the extreme logic and say, actually, no, I don't need humans.
See, what I worry isn't that it will contradict us, it's that it will take it to the nth degree. Mm. So where you give it the smallest intent and then it takes it way, way too far. That is the bigger risk to me. But just remember what a machine learning expert said that I was listening to speak a few years ago. And he said, look, at some point, computers will be better than humans at everything, but you have to decide when that's going to be. But then 5 years later, they're 10 times smarter and we're the same. We're not getting smarter year by year, but chat and AI is.
I mean, this is so scary. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it. I'm actually looking into buying one of these Mahindra, like, three-cylinder diesel Jeep-looking things. No electronics. None.
Right.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go for it.
All right, Dennis Neal, host of the fantastic podcast, What's Bugging Me, available on both iTunes and Ricochet. Everyone out there, go check it out. Are you talking about any of this
and,
stuff?
And like us, yeah, yeah. I've already done chat to
you. I have
too.
To like you and
more.
Listen to it.
You got to like us wherever you listen.
And you're going to read those emails. You can just hit check all
the on 97,000.
Yes, who has 97? I have zero. There's two people in this world, people with zero unread emails and people with like 97,000
It's like credit card debt and gaining weight. Like once you're, so you just keep going.
Yeah. Don't send
I'll
Dennis,
never catch up.
Don't send Dennis,
Dennis
an email.
The next contestant on My 600-Pound Life.
There you go.
All right. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, guys.